Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Radio family, good morning, happy weekend, and welcome back. Another wonderful conversation gets underway. Welcoming you to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations. Great conversation indeed with this lovely lady who is sitting directly across from me. Now, for anyone who is a parent slash teacher or anyone that has a direct involvement with young ones in our community, there is a great event. So happy to have her back because, one, this is really returning post-COVID-19. It's the Reading is Fun Run, and we're going to find out today with my very dear friend and a member of our Community Focus family, Sherry Crosby. Sherry,
hello.
How are you? Good morning. How are you?
I am hanging in there. It's May.
Yeah.
So, you know, teachers are pulling their hair a little bit.
Because it's almost that time to bring another fantastic school year to a close.
Yes. It's a happy time, and you're also sad to be losing your kid.
Right.
So, you know, I'm happy and I'm sad at the same time, but I'm really looking forward to bringing the fun run back.
Absolutely.
Bigger and better this year.
Absolutely. And as just mentioning the fact that it's coming post-COVID.
Yes.
COVID, literally, Sherry, just shut down everything. Yes. And so it's so nice that as we're returning to what many people are now calling a new normalcy.
Right.
The Reading is Fun Run will be part of that as well. Shout out to your school.
Shout out to Vandalia Elementary School with the best teachers in Guilford County.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody else,
no.
But we have, I call it the little school with the big heart.
Yes. Speaking of shout outs, I just recently saw on a Facebook post that you had the opportunity to visit one of our local TV stations.
I did.
And you were recognized. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And a shout out to all of our wonderful teachers, including yourself, Sherry. I think all of us have fond memories of that one teacher that made an impact in our lives. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to ask you that question, because what inspired you to become a teacher?
Oh, wow. Gosh, where do I start? Well, my father, if I had to pick someone who was the biggest influence on wanting to be impactful on another person's life, it would be my father.
Nice.
We call him JoJo. He passed on years ago, but he had a big impact on my character as a woman, as a person, and as a professional as well.
Yeah.
He never lost his temper. And but he, you know, he was slick with his tongue, but he never lost his temper. And then my Aunt Mary, she was a teacher as And I remember going to her classroom in the summer.
Yeah.
And we would go and help her do little things, and just that experience, I want to do this. I want to help children. I want to do something that helps other people.
Right.
Because here it was summertime and she'd be in her classroom working. I never thought about that till later.
Yeah.
She wasn't supposed to be in there. And she was still working. So that ethic is strong in our family.
Beautiful. And obviously that ethic has been passed along to your son. So I wanted to shout out to Lincoln.
Oh,
I know you're so proud of him. It's like watching him literally grow up.
Yeah.
And he's in what grade now?
He is a junior.
Wow.
Right now. Yeah. Right.
In high school. Woo.
Yes, in high school.
Yeah.
He's on to new things, too. He got accepted to University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem.
Excellent.
So he's leaving mama.
Oh. What is mama going to do?
I have no idea. I got to find a hobby.
But at least he's still close. He's still in state.
He is.
Yeah, yes. So that's a good thing. And School of the Arts, oh my goodness, that's such an education in that it's such an exquisite school, especially for those who want to major in the arts.
Right.
And I understand Lincoln has a beautiful singing voice.
Yes, he sings in the morning.
Oh,
he sings
wonderful.
In the afternoon. And I'm going to have to get some padding for his room. I finally banished him to the garage to practice because I can't hear because he sings loud. You know, he does a lot of operatic singing.
Oh,
and
nice.
Does a lot of classical singing. And so, you know, he has that deep voice. And so it reverberates.
Wow.
And I love to hear it, but I'm like, baby, it's 9 o'clock. Mama's
home. Yeah. Right. Mama's had a long day.
Mama's had a long day.
But, you know, that is really beautiful because we, unfortunately, we don't hear about too many male singers, especially in the field of opera.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And Sherry, you and I are probably around the same age. There was a gentleman, and long before I think either one of us and even Lincoln were born, there was a gentleman by the name of Paul Roberson, who was an orator. Remember that? And
yes.
He also had this beautiful, deep, rich baritone operatic voice. And it was like when I found out how beautifully that man sung, that's what puts me in the mind of Lincoln.
Yes. Yeah. Paul Roberson, the Paul Roberson Theater is at Aggie.
Yes.
You know,
I'm
an alumni.
There you go. So
shout out
know.
To North Carolina A&T, the best HBCU in the world.
Yeah.
But yes, Paul Robeson Theater. I would go there when I was a student to see the plays.
Right.
And we learned about
exactly
who he was.
Right.
A&T is not just about education. It's about telling about the history
exactly.
of the school. So,
exactly.
Yes, he had a wonderful voice.
Yeah, absolutely. And to have this wonderful conversation, I didn't mean that for us to get off track,
it's okay.
but it's a fantastic backstory that will lead us up into the Reading is Fun Run. So what is the driving factor that influenced you to, one, bring back this event this year after such, speaking of, a long hiatus because of COVID-19?
You know, it's after COVID, and you say we have a new normal, mm-hmm. but people still, they're nostalgic for the old days.
Right, true.
You know, and you hear people, it's in conversation all the time. I remember a couple of years ago, we used to do blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so pre-COVID, it was a time when you could be around people outside and enjoy being together and not have the fear of getting sick from being around people.
Right.
And we need each other.
We do.
And the driving factor, you know, my husband passed away a few years ago, and that was hard. And he was a big impact on me doing what I do and having a passion to continue to do more.
Yeah.
He would say, baby, do it. Yeah. Just go ahead and do it. Hey, you go ahead and do it. And you know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And to not have that, I kind of was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I lost time out. Because, you know, when you're planning an event, you do lose time with your family.
That's true.
And I thought about that, and I was, I don't want to lose any more time mm-hmm. with Lincoln, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to pursue the fun run. But you know how the Lord works. And and so I got a nudge from the Holy Ghost, and he was like, look, this is something that God has given you. This is something that is in your heart. It's not just something I do, is who I am.
Right, right.
I advocate for literacy, and I advocate for parents reading to children.
Absolutely.
And having those rich experiences. And the Reading is Fun Run is a rich experience.
Absolutely.
It's not just about giving the books away. It's not just about having games and prizes and everything. It's about community coming together and being in that experience together. Mm-hmm. And who am I to deny people that?
Right.
If I can bring back any nostalgia from pre-COVID, then I wanted to do that.
Absolutely. Beautifully said, Sherry. And a couple of things. Well, actually three. One, still greatly miss Calvin. I remember his visits here to the studio, and he would always ask, especially when he knew
you were his
that
hero.
You were coming.
Right.
Yeah, but I always look forward to him. That was my buddy. So, yeah, he's dearly, dearly missed. But the other two things, Sherry, that this is a great way to remember him, a part of a beautiful memory is through this event. And secondly, because education is a part of you. You know, you were talking about your dad. Right. You were talking about members of your family. Even for me, I love education because I had two grandmothers who were teachers as well.
Yes.
So even though I didn't follow down that path, everything that I do that is related to education makes me beautifully reflect upon them. And I think it's for all of us who either have a parent that's a teacher or, as I mentioned earlier, had that favorite educator.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're a wonderful orator. And so you get that from your family.
Absolutely.
Your voice, Calvin would say, you know, Renee Vaughn is the voice of the triad. And he would say things. And of course, after he passed away, then it clicked.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? She is the voice of the triad. Because when we hear your voice, it feels like home.
Thank you.
And, you know, I want the Reading is Fun Run to feel like home to people. Oh, I'm going, wow, I can't wait to get it back.
Yeah.
And, you know, just having the opportunity to do it again.
Right.
I'll be thinking about my husband and I'll be thinking about the families that will make that a part of their life. For
Years to come. And even for the ones who initially did that before COVID and now have an opportunity as it is making the return. And that's a nice transition to this question, Sherry, before we go to break. How will the Reading is Fun Run impact children and families in our communities?
I hope it will give them a sense of community.
Yeah.
And you know what's going on in the world. We're not going to talk about everything going on, but there are a lot of things that are bad going on.
Right.
And people are starting to lose faith in the good acts of humanity and other people.
Very true.
And there are good people out there doing good things.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be scared to come out of your home because, you know, you see all these bad things happening.
Right.
So here is a place and here is a time for us to come together. And I want children to come and feel safe.
Right.
We have a police officer coming this year to add an element of safety for parents.
Right.
And we have books that we're giving away. And we want children to say, this is something that I can go to if I have no books.
Yeah.
If I had to move and I had to relocate and my child needs this. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I have nieces and nephews who need books too.
Yeah.
This is what you can come. I'm going to re-up my library. I'm going to come out and be around people because you can stay in your house all you want. But at the end of the day, we need each other.
We do.
We really do. And being around people really instills in you a sense of community.
Absolutely. I love what you just said because that has been the primary motto for this public affairs program. Community focus, good people doing good things in our communities. And for me personally, and not just to be a host of a program, but particularly for a program where that is constantly the focus,
right,
is when you listen to any Odyssey stations and you tune into a program like this, it's like, it's a good feeling of knowing that when you're tuned in, that's what you're going to hear about.
Right.
You're going to hear about great events like the Reading is Fun Run. You're going to hear about good people like Sherry Crosby.
Right.
You're going to hear about good people who have been really such an important part of this community-focused family from day one.
Right.
And if there's anything that I love more about my job, speaking of, and again, thank you for referencing me as the voice of the community. If I'm going to be that voice, I want it to be a voice where people are impacted in a positive way.
That's right. Yes.
And no better way to do it than to have an event such as this. We're going to get into the particular, Sherry, particularly the date, of course, so that we can get people to really come out and support you. Any way that we can volunteer, any way that if you need monetary donations or donations of any kind,
right,
we'll get all that from you. But in the meantime, I can give you a hug for real because you're right here with me.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And thank you, radio family. I'm going to give you a radio hug. Right. There you go. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back right after this break. Radio family, hello. And once again, the weekend is upon us, which means it is the official return of our public affairs program, Community Focus, heard every weekend at our Odyssey stations, and another chance for me, Renee Vaughn, to be engaged in great conversation with members of our community focused family. Now, this beautiful lady who is joining me in the studio is no stranger. It's just that because we were enduring a major pandemic, that one Sherry Crosby, proudly representing in Vandalia Elementary School, one of our fabulous educators. And so let me give this opportunity to say shout outs to all of our teachers, administrators, and staff of our school systems. And of course, Sherry, we got a shout out. Congratulations to our graduates, because we are in the midst of graduation season. And, you know, it initially starts with our college students, but now it's trickling down to high school and elementary school. And of course, let me see, what am I leaving out? High school.
Transition, right, exactly.
And, now, back in the day, I think for you and me, it was junior high school. I think they reference it now, middle school. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. So much has changed.
It has. It really has.
Now, let me ask you this. How long have you been in the school system now?
24 years.
Wow.
Guilford County. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Sherry, you are here because this is an event that members of our community focused family are likely familiar with. But for those who may be hearing you for the first time, you are back. And so is the Reading is Fun Run event that is taking place. Let's start off with the date and time.
Okay. Our date will be Saturday, June the 3rd. Mm-hmm. It's going to start at 10 a.m. Families usually start arriving at about 9:30.
Okay. Excellent.
Just to get settled and you know, start spending some time and kind of get familiar with the grounds.
Yeah.
But it will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at Vandalia Elementary School.
Right.
That's at 407 East Vandalia Road. And we have spillover parking at Brown Center, Recreation Center across the street. So come on out.
Absolutely. And of course, Sherry, the emphasis is, and as we were just mentioning, with kids making, speaking of transition, from being in the classroom to summer.
Right.
For a lot of families, we usually have that 2 to 3 month gap in between where it's like, what are we going to do to keep our kids busy?
Right.
But at the same time, keep their brains stimulated.
Right.
Going from that classroom environment until they return in the fall. So why is it so important to get books into children's hands, especially as we are approaching summer break?
Whew, how much time do you have?
Actually, we have quite a few minutes, so take your time.
Wow. Well, what happens in the summertime is you have a learning gap.
Yeah.
And so they call it the summer bridge that we have between the end of school year and the beginning of the next school year. And what happens is children lose a lot of what they learn during the school year.
Sure.
And it's because their brains are not engaged in the same way, the same rigorous way that it is in their school year. They forget things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure that we engage and keep them reading.
Right.
Reading is fundamental. I know that's a famous saying, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Reading is fundamental, and not just giving a child a book and telling them to go sit in the corner.
Right.
doing that shared reading experience. Mm-hmm. And shared reading for older children can be you reading a chapter book together,
right,
or reading
right.
in the same room
yeah.
with your children, because children do what they see.
Exactly.
And they don't do what you tell them to do. They do
right.
what they see you doing.
Right.
So if you're reading, then they are going to have a tendency to want to read as well.
Yes.
And so we want children to be able to close that gap.
Absolutely.
And being engaged. And we have the library coming to our event, and we mm-hmm. have lots of opportunities for families to get information about summer resources.
Oh, beautiful.
To engage their children over
right.
the summer. So it's
yeah.
not just about getting books in children's hands.
Exactly.
It's also providing parents with opportunities for things that they can get their children involved
Absolutely.
In.
And Sherry, that just makes me think of how much an integral part reading in general is.
Right.
Because all of us, apparently, who are listening to this program, we start out as kids. But even as we grow up and become adults and even senior citizens, we never stop reading.
Right.
We never stop learning. And I remember particularly, and I'd love to get some feedback on you with this, the one thing that I remember coming, as both of us have members of our families who were educators, the one thing that I used to love doing with my grandmother, one was to watch her, and I would be fascinated as she was grading papers. But secondly, I had another grandmother who would volunteer to read. She was like part, we would have like reading clubs at
right.
our school. And so to watch her as she was reading the material, to have the kids visualize, because you remember back in the day, like anything Dr. Seuss related,
right.
I'll use for an example, you always had the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this generation of kids, because of technology itself, everything is more visual.
Right.
You can actually bring it to life. Even though you saw the pictures in the book, they were basically still pictures
right.
and photographs. Now everything versus social media, just the way technology has just advanced over the years. And
yeah.
I really, really love the fact that kids really have a lot more choices.
Yes.
When it comes to seeing things from a visual standpoint. Your feedback on that?
I recently did. I'm a very big advocate of brain development.
Yeah.
And how it affects cognitive development. And
right.
And so we did a workshop at school, and where I had the opportunity to explain to parents the difference between shared reading, which is you reading to your child.
Right.
And having a story read to your child on a device.
Oh, okay.
And it activates different parts of a child's
mm-hmm.
brain.
Right.
And so the part of the brain that is activated when you read to a child
mm-hmm.
is the larger cognitive function.
Yeah.
And so when they, it gives them more when they hear your voice.
Right.
Than when they hear it on a device.
Yeah.
Technology has created opportunities for children that we could not even fathom.
Exactly.
When we were children.
Right.
So being able to see those characters.
Exactly.
I remember when they made Horton into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
right.
one of my favorite stories as a
right,
child. Horton
right.
Hears a Who.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what Horton really looks like.
Exactly.
Because you can say the voice in your
right.
head, but I
right.
wonder what he's going to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have the opportunity to do that now.
Yeah.
And I just want parents to understand that there is a difference between reading to your child
mm-hmm.
and having your child being read to by
Absolutely. Something
else.
Absolutely.
And so they should experience both. Of those
mm-hmm.
types of things.
That is so fabulous. Now, the one thing, too, that I want to touch on, number one, the title couldn't be more appropriate. Reading is Fun Run. But the nice thing about this, too, for members of our community-focused family, let me welcome those of you who are just joining us. Great company, as always. Thank you so much. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. And yes, Reading is Fun Run returns to the area. And I have a wonderful member of our community-focused family joining me, Renee Vaughn, and she is Sherry Crosby with Vandalia Elementary School. And what I was going to allude to, Sherry, is the fact that in addition to really encouraging our children to read, is not just the reading that you're focusing on.
Right.
You're also focusing on the fitness aspect. So what is the purpose of that with the Reading is Fun Run?
Okay. Again, we go back to the brain.
Right.
What happens when we move is we create oxygen flow.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen flow to your brain helps to increase its cognitive function,
right.
especially in school-age children.
Mm-hmm.
So when you combine literacy and fitness together,
right.
guess what?
Yeah.
You're creating those experiences, and it's going to cement in children's brains better
mm-hmm.
and cause them to learn at a faster rate than they would if they was just sitting still and reading a book.
Yeah.
And so we add the element of fitness because there's a lot of research that supports combining those two elements, literacy and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So when you add those two together, children get a fuller experience.
Absolutely.
And their brains are activated
for
a fuller experience throughout that. And we don't want just the children participating in the fitness. We want parents out there too.
Yeah.
Because again, they do what they see you do.
Right.
So if they see mom doing a Zumba class, then they're going to be like, hey, mom's dancing. I'm going to go out there with mom and dance. And they're both getting that experience, but they're also activating those portions of their brain that is helping them to learn better.
I would agree. And Sherry, I love that concept and that fact, because the one thing, and I think it's for every generation, you can't blame it on these kids now, especially the ones that, you know, like to engage in video games, but they become couch potatoes and they just sit there all the time and that's all they do. So to have this very interactive portion of it is really fantastic as well. Now here's where, and we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, how can the community get involved? How can we help you with this event, not only for this coming June, but really as we see it continue to get better and to grow in the future as well?
Well, we can always use volunteers. If you want to be a volunteer, anyone can reach out to me through Vandalia Elementary School, or you can contact me on my email, which is crosbys@gcsnc.com.
Okay.
If you call the school, they can connect you with me if you want to volunteer. We can always use volunteers, because there's going to be at least 30 carnival games there this year.
Oh, great.
For children to play and have a good time and win prizes. And we always looking for sponsors to help pay for some of the rich experiences that we have out there this year. For example, we have a video game truck this year.
Oh, nice.
So some of the older children came to me at the last Readiness Fun Run and said, Ms. Crosby, there's nothing too much for us to do here. I said, what do you mean? There's games. Yeah, but those are for younger children. And I said, wow, thank you for the feedback.
Yeah.
So let me add something that will pull those older children in. Because if you're there with your younger siblings and you have nothing to do, you're not engaged.
Right.
And so we want to engage all children. And so we have that element this year for those children to come in and engage that way. But if you want to sponsor any type of activity at the Fun Run, then feel free to welcome. We welcome sponsors. Reach out to me.
Yeah.
Reach out to Vandalia. Tell them what you're calling for. Or you can email me as well.
Okay.
If you just want to give a donation and say, hey, use this towards your next event.
Right.
We can always use those because it goes straight to the children.
Great.
We have a PayPal account, and it's literally an account just for funds for the Reading is Fun Run. We had some left over because the year COVID struck, we didn't do it.
Exactly.
And so we still had a little bit of funds left in the account, which helped. But a lot of the things that we have included this year came out of my pocket.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind because it's my purpose and my ministry, but I would like some help.
Exactly.
So if there are some companies and businesses that promote education and literacy and the well-being of children,
then
we welcome sponsors
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I have really come to love about this event personally, Sherry, and to share this with you here on the program, is the fact I'm always about events that include every member of the family. And that, for those, particularly parents who are listening, and even those who have siblings, you know, that's probably becoming more and more of a challenge to do things together as a family.
Exactly.
Because there may be some things that you can do with your older kids that you can't do with your babies, and vice versa.
Right.
So with you explaining that, this is just the ideal thing to get everybody involved. Well, let me ask you this. Why do you choose to have this event at this time of the year?
This is the time of the year where everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Because they see summer coming.
Right.
And so children are excited, and parents are excited because they don't have to get up and get their kid ready to go to school, and they don't have to worry about parent meetings and, you know, the pace changes.
Right.
And it's warmer and people are happier. And so we want to connect with children and families at the end of the school year because we want it to happen right before the summer.
Right.
So that you can go into the summer with resources and with information and with books. And so you're walking away into summer and you don't feel like you're unprepared.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so we want them to come and gather things.
Fabulous. And I like that because the timing of it with many families, it doesn't necessarily interfere with any summer plans because families are getting back to traveling now and going to different places. And like you said, that's the perfect and I would think ideal plan when you're making those road trips is that you have materials on hand for the kids to enjoy while you're riding or maybe flying by plane, however your travel mode or destination is. Now, let me ask you this next question. I'm going to reword it a little bit. Instead of asking, do you enjoy putting this event together each year? Why do you enjoy it? Because I think it's pretty obvious that you like doing this every year.
I do. It's a lot of work, and it's not something that I can start doing in March or April.
Right.
I have to start planning this at the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
Reaching out to people, putting resources together, finding materials and activities. It takes a long time to put this event together, but mm-hmm. the why is it's just who I am.
Yeah.
I will always advocate for literacy. Mm-hmm. I published my own children's book,
nice.
A Bad Case of the Gronies, which is based on the character development that I see children mm-hmm. happening with children in the classroom.
Right.
And so hopefully in the future I'll be able to publish more, but I see an opportunity to continue what I do outside of the classroom.
Right.
And so for me, it's not a job. You ask any teacher
that
gets up every morning and goes into that classroom, it's not just a job.
Right.
It's who you are. Teaching
exactly.
is a work of heart.
Yeah.
And teaching doesn't stop in the classroom. You know, we'll be in Walmart trying to teach my son. Mom, you can't teach everybody. Because I'll be in Walmart.
But you'll try to.
Right. If I see a learning opportunity for a child, exactly. I'm over there. I don't care whose child it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'll flash my badge. Look, I'm a real teacher. But your child is, she's doing these. And I want to just show her. And parents usually are really receptive to that.
Oh, awesome.
So I don't stop teaching when
right,
I leave the classroom.
Absolutely. You know, that's an excellent point because it makes me think to ask you this. When it comes to, as your students, and they're really your kids, they're more than just your students.
Oh, yes.
As they matriculate and they leave Vandalia and they continue in their education, how many return to just say thank you, whether it's the child or the parent?
A lot of them return.
Great.
It's wonderful to see that. And being at one school for so many years has given me the opportunity to see them come back to that school they started at.
Yeah.
We even had a teacher that was at Vandalia who went to school at mm-hmm. Vandalia and was mm-hmm. able to come back and be a teacher there.
Yeah.
I've had parents who have gone on to go into education
mm-hmm.
because of the experience that they had as a parent at Vandalia. So, you know, the impact of being at that school
mm-hmm.
really helps.
Absolutely.
With children being able to say, I wonder if she's still there.
Right.
And then I am.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, I've had students that were good students to come back. But oddly enough, I'm going to tell you what happens.
What happened?
That little student
mm-hmm.
that had so many problems.
Yeah.
And they end up being able to go off to college. They come back.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so tough on me.
Right.
Thank you
right.
for not letting me get away with that.
Yeah.
You know, and hearing that
mm-hmm.
and seeing them go on to be wonderful adults and, you know, good citizens.
Exactly.
It really makes you happy.
It does.
You know, I knew you had more in you than what you were giving me in that
And
classroom.
I think that is such an extraordinary gift that is given to you as a teacher and as an educator. And I just wanted to say, because our conversation is just bringing back so many wonderful memories for me personally, because we talked about this earlier, both coming from families of educators. I remember specifically, and I wanted to share this story with you and our radio family, years ago, and being raised, even though my mother and I were together, I came from a single parent household. So I had a lot of strong women in my family. And pretty much from the time I was 11 years old until my grandmother died in 2008. She was 97 at that time. So to have her in my life from age 11 to 38, that's a pretty good span or period of time. So one incident, and we would go out and just used to love just being in her company.
Right.
So we were out at a restaurant, a K&W, over in Winston-Salem. And, you know, we sat down, we were getting ready to eat, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye, she kept staring at somebody that was right across in another table.
Right.
And finally, I just had to ask. I was like, and I called her auntie. And I was like, auntie, who are you looking at? She said, you see that lady over there? I said, yes. She said, that was my third grade teacher. And here I am, this young kid. And I'm like, you know, mouth all open because I'm looking at her and I'm looking at my grandmother. And I had to do like four or five takes. And then finally, with my silly self, I said, that was your third grade teacher. I said, she looked good. Third grade teacher. Because I'm thinking then my grandmother was probably in her late to mid 70s.
Wow.
About to hit that eight. Right.
And she remembered her third grade teacher.
Now, I was just in awe.
It was. That was a big impact.
And it's moments like that, said, as we're having this conversation. That just floods back many beautiful memories.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me. I grew up in St. Paul's, mm-hmm. North Carolina, very small town.
Yeah.
But rich, very, very rich. When I was growing up, it was mm-hmm. all about community, and we knew everybody, absolutely. And everybody knew you.
Right, right.
And so years later, I go back to St. Paul's, and I'm in a grocery store, and I kid you not, my kindergarten assistant, the mm-hmm. assistant teacher,
right.
wonderful woman, and I cannot for the life of me think of her name right now, but she knew who I was.
Wow.
She walked up and she said, little Sherry. And I'm looking at this woman like, I don't know.
Right, how do you remember
me? You remember kindergarten? And it mm-hmm. snapped into place.
Yeah.
I gave her the biggest hug because I remember being scared in kindergarten and not understanding that, you know, children don't have object permanence for a while, and they don't understand. And there is separation anxiety.
Exactly.
When children go into preschool or they go into kindergarten, and I had that. Right. And I thought my mother was leaving me there forever. And what did I do wrong? Right. And that woman came to me that first day of school when I was just shattered mm-hmm. because I thought I'd lost my family. You know, I was being dropped off at this building. And she hugged me. And she held me all day long. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget that.
Yeah.
I will never forget that because she didn't have to do that.
Exactly.
And she kept me with her all day. I got you, baby. Don't worry, baby. It's going to be all right, baby. And I remember her comforting voice. And when she kept talking, it was the voice that came into focus for me.
Yeah.
So those experiences are still in our head.
Absolutely.
So which is why we need to have positive experiences with our teachers.
Very true.
And the negative experiences stick in there as well, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah. But those positive ones.
Yeah. Hold on to them.
Hold on to them. Because you're going to remember them later
on. That's true. I have one more story and then I'm going to get back to the next question. I had a band teacher in high school who was just phenomenal. And the fact was, this was an individual who taught like 3 to 4 generations of band students.
Right.
So not only the kids that were coming through when I was in high school, but like their parents and even their grandparents. Mm-hmm. And first of all, his name is Mr. Rudolph Valentino Boone.
Well, all right.
So Mr. Boone, love that name. We found out that he actually got it. He was named after a movie star back in the 30s mm-hmm. before there were talkies and pictures.
Okay.
Pictures were done in black and white and they were silent films.
Right.
And so there was an actual actor back in the 30s named Rudolph Valentino. So he got part of the name. But anyway, Mr. Boone, well-trained in music, played when he was in the Army. And then once he retired, just continued to study music. Mm-hmm. Then eventually when he got into the education system, he became our band teacher. And a student of Carver High School from 84 to 88. And he retired, I believe, just before our senior year. Mm-hmm. So it was a great void. But I said all of that to say he is in his 90s.
Wow.
He was, you know, I don't know if he was born in Winston-Salem, but raised in the area for the majority of his life. And just recently, sadly, lost his wife, Sarah Boone. They were married, I think, some 60, 70 plus years.
Wow.
But he left the area to move in with one of his children, his daughter and son-in-law, so they could take care of him.
Okay.
But yeah, I believe he's somewhere in his early to mid-90s.
Right.
And is still very active.
Wow.
Still very sharp. And very likely still learning or loving music as a whole. It was just a part of him. And so, like you said, great memories, especially when we have those teachers that we can still get in contact with.
Yeah,
because he was on social media for a while. I'm probably, in fact, this is encouraging me to kind of check up on him and see how he's doing.
And I guarantee you he would love to hear that phone call.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear from our students.
Absolutely.
I guarantee he's probably still teaching.
Probably.
He's probably
somewhere.
Still teaching.
Absolutely. He's having, like you said, having that impromptu moment to share something.
Just spills out of your skin.
Absolutely. and the impact that he had on us, and not just as band students, mm-hmm. but as students in general, because he encouraged us in other areas of education, not just music. So Sherry, let me ask you this. Who would you like to partner with? Because you were asking about sponsorships. Mm-hmm. Is there any group in particular you can give a shout out to?
Well, we are partnering this year with Novant Health.
Oh, great.
And
great.
They, a wonderful woman, Danielle Waddell, contacted me about the event. She saw the page on the Reading is Fun Run has a Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
If anybody wants to learn more about it, you can go into the Reading is Fun Run Facebook page, and there's also an Instagram page.
Okay, beautiful.
And so she saw that, and she contacted me and was like, hey, look, you know, I think this is a great event. I think we'd be great partners.
Oh, beautiful.
And even offered to sponsor.
Nice.
When she was like, who are you partnered with? I said, myself. And she said, what do you mean? She said, no, I'm asking who's helping you to put it together. I said, myself. Right. And so I said, any help I can get, I certainly would appreciate. And so I really, really appreciated that.
Beautiful.
Because she took the initiative to form that partnership with us. And she's going to bring some information about healthcare out to our event.
Wonderful.
Because here we are going into the summer, and some people might not have access to regular healthcare.
Right, right.
And so she's going to bring that element to our event this year. We also partnered this year with North Carolina A&T.
Great.
They hosted recently the Aggie Book Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to go out and promote the Reading is Fun Run at their event as a vendor.
Nice.
And I'm hoping to continue that partnership as well. Because here is a university in our school.
Absolutely. You're alum. Alumni. Right.
Let's put that out there. My alum.
That's right.
And so being able to partner with my institution.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful feeling for me.
Huge.
I can't tell you how I felt that day. Like, I'm back at A&T
right,
and I'm
exactly,
helping in another way. And, and they're helping. I partnered with Kelly Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a great job at that event, by the way. It was wonderful.
Great.
We had a lot of families out there.
Nice.
It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want that kind of experience for the Reading is
Fun Run.
And so a lot of people who came didn't know about the Reading is Fun Run, and they do now because we give out flyers that day.
Yeah.
And so I want to continue to partner with schools, and I want to continue to partner with businesses in the community that service children in any way or families.
Right.
Because it doesn't have to just be about literacy and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be impactful to families in your community, especially the families that you serve.
Exactly.
Then
a great
reach
way to
out.
Do it.
And I'm willing to hey,
beautiful.
Let's get a table. Let's bring you out. Let's set you up.
Exactly.
Let's let families know you're out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So. Excellent. Now, speaking of which, I love the fact that every year you have a theme. So this year, the theme is bigger and better. So what are some bigger, better things that individuals can expect for the Reading is Fun Run in 2023?
I'm really happy about the bigger, better portion this year.
Yeah.
My graphic designer is my nephew, Jeff Crosby.
Oh, nice.
He designs our flyers. Mm-hmm. And so when he contacted me, he always updates my flyer for me.
Yeah.
And he said, well, your theme is bigger and better. Let's make your flyer bigger and better.
Nice.
And so that's why he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
It's a shameless plug for my nephew.
Absolutely. That's okay.
Right. So
we will put it out there.
But the bigger, better portions that we're bringing in, as I mentioned before, we have a video game truck that children are going to be able to visit, and they'll be there for the entirety of the event for children to come in and rotate and play video games.
Mm-hmm.
We are also hosting for the first time the biggest Just Dance party.
Oh, wow.
Ever. It's
going to
be on a huge big screen.
Uh-huh.
And children are going to be able to compete to win in Just Dance.
Nice.
So it will be children themed songs.
Right.
But it's on a big inflatable screen. It will happen outside.
Cool.
And so we want children to move and have fun. And we also want parents to get in there.
Absolutely.
Because Just Dance is a very popular game.
It really is.
It promotes fitness. It promotes togetherness.
Exactly.
It promotes doing things together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really excited about that.
Excited
we
for
have
you.
More books this year to give away than we've ever had
before.
Which means we can service more families and more children.
Yeah.
We also have more carnival games this year that we can that families will have access to and children will love to play.
Right.
And we also have some wonderful new fitness instructors coming out.
Oh, great.
We've got a karate instructor coming out this year. And we have some concessions that we'll be offering to children for free.
Beautiful.
They'll be able to get at least, even if they don't do anything else, they'll be able to get a free popcorn and snow cone and cotton candy at the event, which is why we need volunteers because I can't do it all.
Right.
But so we're adding that in this year. And we are also, as you can see, we have a new t-shirt this year.
Yes. Thank you for mine, by the way.
And so I love my volunteers and I want to give them something to hold on to.
Right.
And I want people to know you're affiliated with this event. And when you wear it, you can tell them what the event is.
Yeah.
And so anybody who volunteers this year will get get a free t-shirt.
Fantastic. Sherry, I think you just really answered my next question, the changes that you would like to see at this year's event with all the additional things that you just mentioned. It is wonderful. I couldn't be more happier, if not prouder for you, Mama, for this.
Thank you.
So let's repeat the date and time and contact information in particular so we can volunteer and just give you as much help and love as the community can.
Okay. The Reading is Fun Run will be hosted at Vandalia Elementary School on Saturday, June 3rd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You might want to get there early so that you can get a good parking space. If there are no parking spaces at Vandalia, we have spillover parking at Brown Recreation Center, which is right across the street from Vandalia. Families are welcome to stay the entirety of the event. We are also offering some wonderful prizes to families this year. We'll be offering some tickets to Wet n Wild. We're offering some family passes to Bumper Jumpers, and as well as it just went out of my head, literally.
That's it.
Bumper Jumpers, Wet n Wild, the Children's Museum.
Okay, great.
So we'll be raffling those prizes off this year.
Oh, very good.
Everyone who comes is going to get a swag bag when they walk into the front door. But the event will be held from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you want to volunteer, reach out to me through Vandalia Elementary School, or you can contact me through my email, which is crosbys@gcsnc.com. Or you can contact me through my professional phone number, which is 336-663-1997. So I am looking for sponsors. Even if you don't want to sponsor this year and you're a business and you want to connect with me for next year, I'm looking for anyone who wants to reach out and give a helping hand to help families in the community. And we want more people this year. Like, I wanted to look like ants on the playground. You know how you see a lot of people that looks like a lot of ants? I want to be so many people out there. And I prayed about this. I said, I don't want any books left. Yeah. I don't want any concessions left. We have food trucks coming this year. I want them to sell out. Mm-hmm. I just want everything to be given away. And I want families to walk away full.
Yeah.
Full in your belly, full in your heart, and full in your head.
Absolutely. And no better way to bring a great conversation to a close. Sherry Crosby, good to see you, girl.
It's good to see you, too.
Thank you. And good to hear from you, radio family. So what a great way to really support a wonderful event, which is the Reading is Fun Run. And thank you for supporting this program. Time does fly when one is having a good time, and I always do with you. Thank you, radio family. And thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work as well. You know from me, Renee Vaughn, no goodbyes. Just until next time, please continue to stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have been in tune to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability.
Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.